Good morning and welcome to the Extra Almond Podcast. And today I just want to motivate people who are just going through it in relationship, in life. It doesn't matter. So I was going through Phoenix Black's page on Instagram, Phoenix_Black. The Black is spelled BLVCK on Instagram. She's so positive and she posted something that I really, really, really love. But before I jump right into that post, I'm just gonna share a few words to you. And the word is get into a relationship where you feel free. That's the best way to stay happy. You want to know why we get out of relationship, then you're starting to find yourself again. It's because we've allowed our partners to manipulate us into characters they want us to be. If you're the girl who likes taking sexy pictures and doing challenges, find you a man that find it fun and not disrespectful. If you're the guy that likes to hang out with your boys from time to time, find a woman that has her own life. So she doesn't stay clinging to every of your move, wondering how long you're going to be hanging out with them and all of that. It's not that hard. We make it hard. We like people so much that we're willing to sacrifice the love we have for ourselves. In the end, you lose self-love, self-respect, and you barely even know who you are anymore. There's someone for everyone who won't judge you, let you be free, and still love you because they understand you. I don't talk my own, so you like next year go and do another mistake. It's up to you. What are you going to miss about the breakup? Yeah, the breakup, it hurts and all of that. What are you going to miss? Are you going to miss somebody who spent hours trying to disrespect you and all of that? What are you missing about this person? What are you missing about this person? So let me tell you something. There's someone for everyone. And this is where there's someone for everyone. Do not feel like, oh my God, this person is, you know what I'm saying? Oh, there's someone definitely for everyone. There's someone definitely for everyone. I'm not talking about people's boyfriends. Yeah, like people's boyfriend, they are not your person. You have to go look for someone that is not attached to anybody. Yeah, not people's girlfriend. Like you see someone's girlfriend now, that is the person you're in love with. At the end of the day, it's not going to end well, believe me. Yeah, so Phoenix Black says something. It's more like a prayer. It's more like a prayer. It's more like a manifestation. And I so much fuck with it. And I want to read it to you on my podcast today. She said, when love visits you again, I really hope it's warm. I hope it feels like an embrace, wrapping itself around you so tight, letting you know that it's claimed you for keeping and it tends to never let go. When love visits you again, I hope it comes with flying flags and multiple shades of green. I hope it never makes you doubt for a moment whether you're wanted or not, but rather proves to you in every single way that you're exactly what it's been searching for all along. When love visits you again, I truly hope it's for real and it's honest with its intention and plans for you, and it keeps its promises and hardly disappoints you, but it never takes you for granted. She said again, when love visits you again, I hope it makes you feel safe, secure enough to lay your shades down and allow yourself to be vulnerable, because only then can you enjoy all its bliss in full measure. I hope it never makes you regret that decision to trust it wholeheartedly. She said again, when love visits you again, I hope it's reliable, one that you can lean on for strength when it gets too tough, and for comfort when your heart is aching. I hope it feels like a pillar by your side, unmoving, unyielding, and ready to hold your hands through whatever it is. She said, when love visits you again, I hope it reassures you that it actually wants you for who you are, that you never feel the need to bend over backwards until you break, just so you can hold on to it. I hope it's soft and sweet and puts on a permanent grin on your lips. She said again, when love finds you again, I hope it doesn't expect you to suffer, that it doesn't try to deceive you into thinking you have to go through trials and tribulation to be found worthy. I hope it doesn't come in form of a litmus paper putting you through a ridiculous test, because then it's not love. She said again, when love finds you again, I hope you give it a warm welcome, letting go of all the pain and hurt from the past in order to make room for it. I hope you put your best foot forward and make it feel just as safe and secure. I hope to never take it give for granted. She said again, when love finds you again, I hope that you are able to accept it in full measure and give just as much as you are getting in return. Perhaps Even more, I hope you're able to make it feel as though it was right to find you, as you'll be ready to put in the work necessary. She said, when love finds you again. I hope it's true. I hope it stays for a very long time, sane, continually, thriving in health. I hope it's everything you want and more, and it never leaves your side. But most importantly, I truly pray that all these long waits would be worth it. Yeah, so I just want to let you know that there's someone for you. I hope when love finds you, it's genuine. I hope you don't have to go through all the, yeah, I hope so. So I'm encouraging you out there, like, there's someone for everyone. There's someone for you. There's someone for everything. There's someone for you. There's your person is out there. It's just waiting for you. I don't want you to feel, oh my God, this is my last straw in relationship. Go give it a try. Forget about those people who judge your body count. And so fucking what? You're sexually active. When somebody dies, the vagina is the first place that get rotten. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, that was a quote from my grandma, dude. I beg you. Because I feel like that thing made me sound so hoish right now. Please, that's a quote from my grandma. I beg you. I'm just quoting from her book. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, like, you could, like, I just want you to know that there's someone for you regardless of anything and regardless of anything. Yeah. I don't know. So you'll be all right, and I'm just trying to see if I could see other ways. Yeah. And another thing too, I want to tell you, like, you might be wanting to, like, you know, get back together with someone and all of that. A man showing anger and persistence to get you back once you try to break it off isn't proof of love, honey. Is a knee-jerk reaction. A man kissing your ass and making fake attempt to be nicer for 2 weeks isn't proof that he's trying. He's a proof that he knows how to defuse you long enough to hook you once again. Take away a relationship of convenience. A grown man will cry. Just because he cries doesn't mean you give him what he wants. A lot of us women don't know what it's like to be loved by a real man. So we often settle for the imitation. We know lust, we know gift, we know good sex, we know big dick. We know the fear of abandonment, so we keep running back to the same people. We keep praying God remove after they show their true colors again. Stop chasing the idea of what love should be and recognize what love is. Love isn't promising to act right after it fucks up 1,000 times. Love is him acting right from the start so he won't fuck it up. Love isn't telling a grown ass man he needs to change to keep you. Love is a grown ass man changing on his own because he can't imagine a life without you. Love isn't repeating telling someone how you want to be treated. Love is him treating you how you deserve to be treated because he knows you're worth it. Love isn't him using intimidation or fear to keep you. Love is him creating a safe space and peaceful environment for you. Love isn't him running back after his other relationship failed. Love is him never leaving in the beginning because he knew you were everything he wanted in life. Love isn't him putting his hands on you to control you. Love is him being gentle with you because he knows you are precious. Learn your worth. Set boundaries. This goes out for men too. Because I don't want this to be like, oh, you hate men episode. Nah, I don't hate men. Please, sorry that I'm using my gender as a way of, like, you know, passing the message. It just feels right. You understand? You don't want to start saying stuff like this about men. Make them look like a bitch. Yeah, so set boundaries and be willing to walk away from anybody that doesn't value that. This goes out for the men also. You have to go where you are appreciated. You have to go where you are appreciated, and it's so important. I read something from Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey said that a man that keeps coming back isn't something to brag about. A man leaves because he doesn't want you, but if he keeps coming back, he wants something from you, and you are gullible enough to give it to him. He will keep coming back because he sees you. Don't think too much of yourself to stop him. He do what you allow him to do, and whew, that was a word. Understand your worth and your value. Everyone doesn't deserve you. It's nothing wrong with giving people another chance, but when the chance is turned into repeated habit, then the blame is on you. You fucked up. You are to be blamed. You are to be blamed. You are to be blamed. Oh, me, I've given motherfuckers chances, you know. I know. So you take care of yourself. This is still the Extra Almond Podcast. And believe me, I just want to say that, like, the Extra Almond Podcast is where we uplift people. Where we uplift people. We jack off on the Almond Podcast also as well. We do a lot. We motivate people. We motivate people also. Sometimes we do not motivate people. Yeah, and I just want to say, I encourage you to please share the link of my podcast on your story. You can't be listening to this stuff alone. How do you feel just listening to my shit alone? You have to introduce me. Like, plug me in with your friends. Are you going on a trip? Plug me in. You guys should start a discussion and all of that. And please follow me on any of my social media platform. I suck at really chatting with people on any of my social media. But believe me, one way to get through my heart is just telling me that, oh my God, I listened to the episode. Oh my God. Immediately, I will start fucking with you because I know you love me sincerely. For you to actually listen to me talk for hours. Yeah. So take care of yourself and have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Remember, God loves you. Remember, God loves you. Choose peace. Choose peace over everything. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Like, just choose peace. Maintain your sanity for the sake of your well-being. Maintain, yeah, take care of yourself. So, take care. I'm going to be getting off right now. It's still me, your host. Yeah, my name is Extra Almond, yeah. Grab your lotions because it's about to get dirty. No, it's about to be getting dirty. Is that the word? So, take care of yourself. You're doing amazing. There's a person for you to not forget. Go where you are valued. Go where you are wanted. Stop sticking. Like, I know the money is good, though. I know the money is cool and all of that. I know things are hard. I know the dating pool is dirty, so you don't want to leave. Like, my dear, leave. It's better to be single and all of that than to be in, like, somewhere you are not valued, and you understand, and you get depressed, and you lose your self-respect, your self-worth, and all of that. For what? Because of Gotti. For what? It's not even big enough. The dick is not big enough. I know you're trying to maintain your body count. You know, you're in that shitty relationship. You have to leave. And so what? If your body count is 100, and so what? Yeah, it shows that you suffered a lot. you have time to be telling people your body can't. Anybody that's going to ask me, oh, Esther, what is your body count? Fuck you. All these body counts will not matter in heaven. That is the amazing part. My body count doesn't matter in heaven. Christ has died for us. And he has washed away our sins. You see the body count? He did it. Yeah, so all these things will not matter. And when you're coming to church, they ask you, well, how many things have you done? All they want is for you to come and sit in the presence of God and be transformed. Yeah, so if the relationship cannot transform me just as Christ has transformed me, what are we doing, Charlie? What are we doing? Take care. It's still the Extra Almond Podcast. I know I wasn't even supposed to be recording today, but I had to record. It's just a scene in my spirit. Just like, oh, no, you have to record.